It's that time again for an Ekalaka Public Schools update with Mr. James Capte, the superintendent, the head honcho, if you will, down there. I'm going to call you the head honcho. You're probably, you don't strike me as the guy that would call himself a head honcho, but we're calling you that today. So the regular school board meeting under your belt again here for this month. So let's just get to it. What kind of business are we talking about that you guys covered in your meeting?
Good morning, Blake. And yeah, that head honcho, maybe head igloo builder right now, and the weather we're dealing with right now. But, you know, we had a pretty concise board meeting, but some big things on that. And probably number one was a discussion about the bond, what we're going to put in our bond. We're working on, we had a McKinstry, our contractor, who came down and did an evaluation of the building. And we knew where we were with the roof, that the roof was, you know, it was in trouble, and it's outlived its life expectancy, and so we know we need a new roof. But we started looking at some of the other pieces as far as our air handling systems and those things that we oftentimes take for granted. And when the building was built, it was built to different sets of codes and different things, as you will, and there wasn't a building attached to it, and all these things that changed the flow of air through a building and all of that fun stuff. And then throw in there that coal, you know, we used to have a coal-powered power plant basically behind the school, and we just, you know, coal was cheap, super cheap, and so you didn't ever think about your heating bills. Well, all those things have kind of changed that conversation. So we're looking at getting a new roof on the school, looking at how our heating system and ventilation system works, as well as we've got some asbestos in the flooring as far as the glue and whatnot. So really kind of given the school a potential full remodel, but part of the board meeting was looking at what those options are and really trying to make sure that our community understands what those needs are and how we can communicate that with them.
Okay, and so talking maybe adding some money and also needing to find some grants and some new places and trying to figure out where all those funds are going to come from in your future.
For sure, and when we start looking at putting a bond out for some of those things, that's the key, you know, making our community aware of how long do we want this building to last. And, you know, we've talked, Blake, about this being the community center. And so we want this building to last. It serves a bigger purpose than just for the high school kids and whatnot and for basketball and all that. It serves as a community meeting center. It houses funerals. It houses events during the fair. It's our event center truly, in town. So, we're going to have to put that out and have some conversations with our taxpayers and make sure they understand what we need and why it's important and where we're going with that.
And speaking of kind of figuring things out on the business end, also renegotiating some stuff with your teaching staff coming up, how's that been moving along for you?
You know, it's a good process. It's a different than a lot of what other schools do. It's called interest-based bargaining instead of just pure the, you know, sit down and negotiate and argue. You really sit down at the table and you express your concerns and you have an outside person come in and they kind of help you walk through those concerns. And because in the end, you know, we're all on the same side and we know that our teachers, you know, we need to figure out ways to make our teaching salaries competitive with just in our area across Montana, but also with South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, all of those things to be able to attract teachers. And so we know that. Teachers know that. And how do we get there and really not making it a negotiation, an argument of any sort. This is a really sit down and work through that. So we start that process. The board starts that process and kind of looks at, you know, what are our interests and where we have some options. And the teachers sit down and they kind of come up with their list. And then we sit down next week, actually, and kind of just share those things out. Just share those things like, here's our story, here's what we're thinking about, here's what you're thinking about. And then at the end of February, we sit down for 2 days, actually a day and a half, and we just kind of, you know, here's concern number one, let's work through that. Here's concern number two, and we sit there and eat lunch, and we just get the stuff done. I hate to say locked in a room, but we're just there to get stuff done. So we're excited about that. And excited to, you know, work with our teachers and get some, put us more competitively across the spectrum with other schools around the area.
You know, that process taking me back to when I was a mediator back in my elementary school days, just some mediation going on there. So that's a nice way to end up in a place where hopefully both sides are happy. So it sounds like you're headed the right direction there. And, you know, another thing on your agenda here, you know me, if I see the word sports, I'm probably going to gravitate that way. And I saw a little note here in the agenda. Maybe I'm misreading it, but are we potentially thinking new sports programs coming to Ekalaka's future? Or a change in the current ones?
Well, good investigating there, Blake. You definitely saw that. But yes and no. We are trying to make sure we've had a lot of interest in a couple different things. I mean, we've had interest in potentially cross country. We've had interest in wrestling. And so we don't really have a process to bring new sports to our school. And so there, you know, for the first step of that is A, do you have interest? B, is there a school close by? Baker comes to mind that we can co-op with. We are co-oping with Baker right now for wrestling, as an example. So what's the longevity of that? Do we have kids that are going to, is there just a group of kids coming through right now? Is this something that's going to be able to stand the test of time and we're going to have kids for years? So we start looking at, you know, hiring coaches or getting equipment if you're looking at like wrestling and those kind of things. So we just, this has been part of our process from my side. I want to get out in front of that. If a parent or a group of parents and kids come to us, it takes the emotion out of those issues if we have a process in place. If we don't have a process in place and whatever group shows up on our door and they want to start a golf team, then it quickly puts the board in a bad spot where maybe somebody likes golf, somebody doesn't like golf. I mean, the interpretation can become very tricky. So we just wanted to get as far out in front of this to create a process. So this is what step one is. This is what step two is. This is how it'll look to, you know, where we go to co-op to before we start the program here. So yes and no to answer your question. We're thinking about what might be coming down the road in years to come, that we just want to make sure we're prepared to have good conversations and not let emotions get involved in those.
Nice. Some forward thinkingness there. You know, I expect nothing less from you folks down there doing some fine things in Ekalaka. And, you know, speaking of some fun stuff you guys have had going on down there, your basketball game's been pretty fun. Like we were talking ahead of this conversation here about your community center is basically your high school down there. And you guys have been, I feel like, drawing folks who may not be just specifically basketball fans into these games with some of the events you've been having and really getting the whole community involved. And I think it's just such an awesome deal. So one more opportunity coming up for folks to catch your home games here this weekend. Looks like against Weibo Saturday.
Yeah, we've got the old Lasso the Longhorn night coming up. And so we're excited about that. We've got, you know, we're going to honor our seniors. We've got five seniors that have their basketball career. This will be the last time they get to play in front of the home crowd. But kind of going along with that same theme, we have a gorgeous grandma's beauty pageant to kind of honor some of our seniors in the community and have some fun with some of the grandmas of our players and grandmas of our kids in the school. We've got, I mean, our games are a good time. We definitely work to make sure that people come to the game. They're getting a great meal. They're having an opportunity to play some games, to have some fun, random things, and get to see some of their fellow community members and just kind of hang out. So we've also been super, super lucky and blessed by our community. We've had amazing support as we've started to build those events that for the last few games, all of our admission has been free because we've had community sponsors step up and say, okay, I'll pay everybody's admission, and then everybody can go to the game. They don't even have to think about paying to get in. Home team, visiting team, we had Grassland Credit Union from up there in Baker and whatnot a few weeks back when we played Circle. They sponsored admission, and we had we had Southeast Electric, we've had Ekalaka Grocery, we've had different community members step up and say, hey, we want to help sponsor this. And so it's been really, really good to see like all these people kind of coming to us saying, hey, we want to be part of this. And so, yeah, it just keeps – we're going to have to add some more seating. We've got the stage opened up. We've got people sitting everywhere. It really is a good time. So we're excited. We're sad to have this be our last game, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, that's against Weibo Saturday. You're hosting Weibo. And then what time are those games starting and all the events?
So we only have, there is no JV girls, so there's only a JV boys. So the JV boys starts at 2:30. 4 p.m. is the varsity girls game, and then 5:30 is the varsity boys. Before the varsity girls, we'll do our beauty pageant. At the halftime of both of those games, you've got our local gymnastics program doing some things. And then throughout that, we've got, actually the big thing is our dessert, we're actually having cheesecake. And so if you want some great cheesecake, drive on down here for a game. Blake, on that same thing, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you, on Thursday night, we've actually got, it's called Smarts and Hearts. We're doing a math night for all of our kids and families. We're feeding them dinner. Dinner is free for that, but we've got some math games and some Valentine's kind of theme things, but we've done some reading events, but now we're trying to get kids and families thinking about how math is, well, pretty much math's all around us as well, in pretty much everything we do. So that'll be Thursday night, so that'll be fun, and yeah, there again, if there's not a basketball game, bring the wife and kid down and come have some Smarts and Hearts math fun with us.
Right on. And all these events you can also keep up with on the Ekalaka Facebook page. That's usually where I'm hitting up before I talk to Mr. Capti here. They keep me well up to date on there. And then also going back to the school board meetings, just want to throw out too that you guys have been also keeping up with putting those up on YouTube. So if you'd like to watch the entire meeting, you can head over to the Ekalaka website, the school website, or their Facebook page, and there's a link to that YouTube link. And then in the description to the YouTube page, you can also get the full agenda to these meetings, a link to that. So you can get yourself right up to date on reading all that stuff as well. So that's how you find all that stuff, either Ekalaka Public Schools Facebook page or on their website.
And Blake, thank you. If there's, you know, just like this, just like being able to have a conversation with you and have it out there on the airwaves, we are working really, really hard and always listening to try to find out how to get the information to all the people around Carter and Fallon County. If there's something, you know, a better way for us to get information to you, I mean, we send things out, we've got things in the paper, we've got things on the radio, but we definitely want, there's just a lot of information about schools that sometimes feels hidden, and we're working really, really hard to make sure every piece of, from our budgets to our athletic budgets to what's happening with our school board, is transparent as we can so that more people are involved and can help us make better decisions. We make better decisions when we work together than if we do them in isolation, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of pulling the curtain back on the man behind the curtain there. I don't, it's kind of a funny picture thing of you as the man behind the curtain in Wizard of Oz. But all right.
I agree.
But anything else? You have the floor here at the end of our conversation. I've covered my points I had written down for you here, but anything else you'd like the public to know before we go?
You know, the only thing I would throw out there is we have a couple teaching positions open, and we are looking at some creative ways to fill those as far as scheduling, how we're going to schedule some of our staff, and who can qualify for those positions, because with the state of Montana, you can emergency authorize people that have a, you know, maybe early on they thought, well, I want to be a teacher, or early on they didn't think about that, and then life happened I like math, or I like working with elementary kids. This is a great time across Montana, but it's a great time if you are anybody out there thinking about it, like, well, maybe I'd like to call us, have a conversation with us, because we are looking for some positions, and there's some creative ways to get you licensed and certified that we would love to find some homegrown talent to fill our roster, if you will, if we're going to go with a sports analogy. So get on there or give us a call and look and let us know if there's any interest in any of those positions.
Right on. Well, this has been Superintendent Mr. James Capti, Superintendent of Ekalaka Public Schools, with our kind of monthly update there on what's been going on with the schools. And thanks a bunch for all your information bringing again and all of the stuff you do down there.
All right. Thanks, Blake. I appreciate your time.